With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. From Lane's Privateer Inn to Pleasant Street Living, Susan Lane continues supporting local artisans and introducing guests to the finer things Nova Scotia has to offer. After selling the Liverpool Inn and Restaurant, which still holds her family name, in July of 2020, Lane and her partner Cameron took time to think about what was next. After scouring the South Shore, the pair decided to buy a 200-year-old home in Bear River. While they went to work repairing the house, they also tried their hand at gardening, and Lane, who is also a certified sommelier, got to know the local vineyards. Lane also acquainted herself with the local shop owners and artisans, but says it was a stint managing the local tourist information center that really brought a plan into focus.
That's where I really got the idea that Bear River could use another little retail shop.
Lane had previously run her retail shop, Snug Harbor, in Liverpool as a passion project while trying to maintain the restaurant and inn. With her new shop, Pleasant Street Living, she wants customers to enjoy a curated collection of antique and restored items, as well as an assortment of carefully selected dry goods, flowers, and health and beauty products from local as well as international suppliers.
That's been really important to me. So it's actually taken me about a year to really look at what the other places are offering and do what I can to complement what they're offering and create something unique.
Lane says she and her partner have involved themselves with their new community and have quickly settled into a more rural lifestyle. And it was that change in pace and attitude that helped her settle on the name for her shop.
The reason I chose the name is because when we moved here, we live on Pleasant Street, and our lives have really changed since we've moved here, in the fact that when I was in Liverpool, we were working over 100 hours a week. We really didn't get to enjoy a lot of downtime and to work on our land and to, you know, to do the things that I think really just give a person overall health and wellness.
Pleasant Street Living opened in mid-August, and Lane says the website and Facebook pages are up and running. She says they're happy to deliver and always pleased when familiar faces from Queens pop in. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.